Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Janine plus Janine is Janan. Janine is about to explain to us what MomoCon is, because she will be attending this festival all weekend right here in Atlanta.
We all had the same question. What is MomoCon?
She'll explain to us, and we're going to give her a challenge while she's there that we will then revisit after the weekend. So a MomoCon 101 coming up in just a second. But first, Kelly Chee's not here today because yesterday morning she had all four of her wisdom teeth yanked out of her head.
Ouch.
She was using Instagram to document the aftermath of this.
Because she's still kind of coming off anesthesia.
This is the ride home from the dentist. Mm. Kelly Chee's little commentary that was on the Jeff and Jen Show Insta story.
Guys, I made it through surgery.
Your surgery.
My face is so numb. Mom is like,
she's silly.
Thanks, Mom. I miss the show. Hey, guys.
That's it.
She sounds like a drunk chipmunk.
It's her in the front seat of the car driving home from the dentist with her mom.
Hey, guys, I made it through surgery. My face is so numb. Mom is like,
she's silly.
Thanks, Mom. I miss the show. Hey, guys.
So that's Kelly Chee's, who is going to be back with us after the weekend, but had all of her wisdom teeth yanked out. So we miss you, Kelly. Janine, I wanted to find some music for MomoCon, but all I could really think of was...
Here's where I was confused. We were talking about Janine's going to MomoCon. She's been planning her costume for weeks now. And Dragon Con, I get, because that's an Atlanta institution over Labor Day weekend.
Right.
And I get that. Is MomoCon similar?
Yeah, it's really similar. It focuses on anime, comics, animation, and tabletop games.
Okay, because Dragon Con includes that, but is also lots of other things.
So is this a better music to play to talk about MomoCon?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay, how about this?
Maybe. Okay. I think all of those count as TV shows, which I think would be accepted because everyone in the cosplay and the geek universe is really accepting of doing whatever you want, but okay, it does focus on animation. So
how about this?
Where's that cartoon music?
No.
You're just pressing buttons.
I don't think that's going to work.
Oh, I was confused. I thought it was Mosmo's Con.
Oh, like... Welcome to MomoCon.
All right, if you had to describe the MomoCon experience in one tweet, what does it sound like?
Oh gosh, bunch of nerds in outfits I don't even know. I can't even. I've never been to MomoCon before, actually.
Okay,
so this is my first year.
You're going this year in costume.
Yeah. What's your costume?
Princess Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke.
From the planet Snanbar.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's that? It's from a Miyazaki movie. He's a huge creator.
He's the Jewish rapper, Modest Yahoo. Right?
I will have some sake.
He's kind of the reason why he brought anime to America, I think, in a lot of ways.
Cool.
Spirited Away, his main movie, got so many awards for an animated movie in America. So Princess Mononoke, she's like this awesome nature warrior. So if anyone actually has a giant white dog that looks like a wolf that I could borrow, that would be great. That's all I'm missing is a wolf.
All right, I have a question. What is the difference between anime and animation?
Anime is made in Japan.
Ah, got it.
Or okay. I think just Asian animation in general.
Got it.
I don't want to be wrong.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically the only difference. They have a lot of cultural differences. It's usually based off of manga books, which are like comic books from Japan. But basically, that's the only difference.
So you'll go.
Duh, Jeff. Duh.
A little more kind of funny, maybe. So you'll go, right, in full costume,
mm-hmm.
and you'll spend the whole weekend doing what?
Walking around, talking to people, making friends, hopefully. Maybe I needed some friends. Hopefully, actually playing Dungeons & Dragons for the first time in my life, because I've never played, and I really think I'd be good at it. I've never played.
Truly a Dungeons & Dragons virgin.
I am. Okay. So if anyone
I think most Dungeons and Dragons players are. I'm being totally honest.
So what's your challenge for Janine?
What am I doing?
I think while you're there, okay, I think you need to find people who are very dedicated to whatever they're doing. So it could be a board game.
That's not going
to
be hard to find.
Could be a video game. Could be a costume. Could be a TV show. You'll be able to recognize them. If Jen and I went, it would just be like, oh, that's a beautiful costume. You know what I mean? That's neat. We wouldn't know. But you would be able to identify. And I think you have them describe two things.
Okay.
You have them describe what they're really passionate about. Okay.
So their show or their comic,
their show,
whatever
their costume,
it is, their thing is inspired by.
Then I think you have them totally make something up and you play both of those for us. And we have to, after the weekend, and we have to try to guess if it's Momo or BSO.
Okay.
I like that. So like, hey, 30 seconds, we'll describe your show, and then 30 seconds, make up a show.
Right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, like,
yes.
The first one could be, like, I don't know, like, well, okay, it's a TV show about a bunch of people who work at a paper company, and they got a bumbling boss who always makes inappropriate jokes, and there's this one guy in the TV show who's totally flirting with the receptionist, and they end up together. Like, that's, okay, I just described The Office. And then the next one would be, like, all right, they're on the planet Zillop. And the unicorn pirates have taken over the lower caves of Abajad. And what you need to do is fly in on your space fart and kill all of the unicorns and take over the planet again. And you'll play both of those for us, and we have to try to figure out which one's real and which one's not real.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I just want to hear Jeff make up TV shows.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And then we'll try to guess, and it'll just be a fun, silly thing to do. And then when you're done with that, ask them if they still live with their parents.
Okay.
In the basement specifically?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, so.
It's their own space, Jen.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.